The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Luke Combs is here on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. So when I first met you, your first song was out. You were having a dip, relaxing on your bus.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
here we are.
2018 happened. And then we roll into 2019. And all of a sudden, you're in demand like you probably never experienced in your life.
Absolutely.
Holes in your calendar have been filled.
Yes, they have.
Demands on your time have been filled.
Absolutely.
See you as a guy that could just be my neighbor.
For sure.
I mean, and I could borrow your lawnmower.
Yeah, I mean, I'm somebody's neighbor out there. You know, no, it's been crazy, man. It really has.
When you wrote your first song, did you feel it in your soul?
That I was going to be here?
Not even not here, but just like it was something like... Like that filled something that was a
part of
you.
It made sense to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I knew that it was what I should be doing. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's always made sense. So I've always just singing music in general has always made sense to me. I didn't know how to make it like make a career out of it. Like I didn't. I just never thought. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you're like you just never think growing up. Like I'm gonna be a country singer. You know? It's just like at least I didn't think that.
So when you were a kid and your teacher asked you, "What do you want to do, Luke, when you grow up?" What'd you tell him?
It's a lawnmower. Borrower guy. I'm going to be the guy that lends lawnmowers to my neighbors in Philly.
Yeah. You're not from Philly. We all know that.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
You know, I give them a Go Birds. One of my buddies, Phily guy, Rob Snyder, you know him well.
We know Rob very
love
well.
Rob. I'm just giving him a Go Birds out there. I know he's listening somewhere.
Yeah, his mom is.
His mom's listening. Shout out Rob's mom, whole family.
Rob's
Go
mom.
Birds. Go Birds for the Snyders.
So Sunday night at the show, 8 o'clock on CBS 3 ACMs. You got nominations. Are you nervous about all that stuff?
I am. I'm nervous about performing. I've never performed at the ACMs, so I'm interested to see how that goes.
I'm trying to think of what show it was. Did you perform at the Grammys or was it the CMAs?
No.
CMAs. You got the red solo cup?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I swear to God, I thought you were doing the performance with a dip in your mouth.
No,
I was waiting.
No.
I was waiting. I go, spit in the cup. Spit in the cup. Right in the middle of TV. If you went... I would have been like, yes! I would have been on the couch. I was like, that's my soul, man. You're awesome. Yeah, tickets for your show just went on sale, by the way,
yes,
in Philadelphia.
This morning.
So
absolutely.
You could get them right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're akin to guys like me.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And
thank you.
Never give up the dream or the hope.
Thank you.
And just
thank you.
Hang in there and
yes, sir.
Do what you're doing.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm having fun. So
good.
I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
All right. Luke Combs is here at the ACM Awards on 92.5 XTU.
Sweet.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.